he would just cherish the ordinary people who are coming here every minute of the day. They're coming from all over, from Derry or Londonderry, whatever you want to call it, or they're coming from Uri and Tyrone and even up from Dublin people have come. So it would be a delight for him. He's tried very hard all of his life to be a bridge builder in Northern Ireland. You know, he has brought people to show them. At one time, I remember him taking a carload of people up the falls and then bringing them right over to the Shankill and said, you know, we're just the one people. I think he said his finest tribute was just a couple of years ago. We were coming out of the integrated education function, and a couple of young men come running over, and one looks at him and puts his hand on his shoulder. He says, Frank, I know you're a Tig. And I'm a prod. He said, and we're from the Shankill, but we still love you up the Shankill.
Frank famously said, I don't care about the tags, I don't care about the prods, I just want everybody to love me.
To love me, that's right. He said, I don't care whether it's the UVF, the IRA, or whoever, he said, as long as they come to see me and they love me. If I can manage to sort of unite them in heart, he said, I'll have achieved my goals. Unite people in heart and be a bridge builder.
I think the thing about Frank is that everybody says that the man in private was the same as the man in public.
No, that's true. He was always humorous, and my kids have come over from Canada to be with him as well. They were very proud of him. And his last request, he spoke to my son Breen, who is a captain with the Princess Patricia Light Infantry. He joked and said, you know, I only made Lance Corporal. I always wanted an officer at my funeral. So Breen has got permission. And came here in uniform and will be at the head of his coffin tomorrow.
Did your children and your family in Canada and Frank's family in Canada understand Frank's celebrity here and just how well regarded he is?
I had no idea he was so well sort of thought of. I mean, I thought he was a very funny person, but he went beyond that. You know, Frank was a bit of an enigma in that people did not understand that he used the humor. He didn't just tell jokes. He used the humor to cut through all the barriers. And it wouldn't matter if it was, as he said, when they did the Orange Widow Society asked him, he did a function for them. He loved the people in the Shankill as much as he loved the people in the Falls. And he worked very hard at that.
There's been a debate rumbling on here since last week that perhaps Frank should have been honored by the Queen.
I think the greatest honours bestowed upon him was by the tributes of ordinary people, and that's what he wanted. He was a man of the people, and he just loved the Northern Ireland accent. And while his mother was a Dubliner, you know, he'd say to my mother, you know, at times, Josephine, I think you're a bit of a foreigner up here, you know? And he'd joke with her, but first and foremost, he used to say, well, I'm from Ulster, you know? And he'd put on the sort of real Ulster brogue, and then he'd say, but I'm from Northern Ireland. And he said, you know, I'm Irish, but I'm Northern Irish first and foremost.